Is the Redeemed Christian Church of God a church of Christ? Does the church teach what the Lord Jesus Christ taught in the Bible? Is the deeper life a church of Christ? If Christ were to appear today, will he indeed worship in deeper life? Are the things deeper life teach, are they the same with what you can support in the Bible? Does the Catholic Church, does it teach Christianity? Does it teach the Christian faith? Are we having the Christian faith in Ecuador today? Or does the Baptist Church teach the Christian faith? Is what they practice in Cherubim and Seraphim churches and in celestial churches, are they the same with the faith of Christ? The founder of the Winners Chapel, Dr. David Oyedepo, in a few of his videos, boasts of bringing out live snakes and scorpions from the bodies of people who come to him for ministrations. He says he has on some special anointings extracted live snakes from the bodies of people. Do we have anything of the sort from the Christian Bible? Can we regard somebody who brings snakes from people's bodies? Can we regard the person as a Christian? Talk less of a Christian teacher. The geo of the mountain of fire and miracles, Dr. Olukoya, calls death and destruction on his enemies, and he teaches his followers to do the same. They chant death, they chant destruction on their enemies. Can this people be regarded as followers of Christ? Can their beliefs be called Christianity? You are welcome to the broadcast from the True Christian Faith website. For a start, I would advise that you write down the name of our website, from where you can get more information on what we discuss. You can get us on 070-5325-1410. 070-5325-1410. The Bible, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 59, the first three or four verses, gives what you will consider as God's answer to the problems of man. The reason why man is in such a dire state, the reason why to some of us it appears as if God is so far away, he does not even see when we suffer. Our pains, they don't register in his record. In Isaiah chapter 59, the first few verses, the Bible gives us a clear reason why men suffer, why you have death, why you have pain, why you have depression, why there is evil. And let me briefly read just one or two verses in that place. And he says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. To God, this is the summary of your life and of my life, of the life of man. God's hand is not shutting that I cannot save. And he says, it's not heavy, it's not deaf. He's neither blind nor deaf. And he does not suffer from inabilities. So how come we suffer the way we suffer? The Bible gives us very clear reason for it. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Do we hear this in our churches again today? Do these churches tell us the reason why God appears very far from our sorrows? Do our pastors tell us the reason why our prayers are not answered? Many of these churches, when you go there, the thing you hear is almost as saying God is the one to be blamed. Some of these churches, when you go there, when you listen to what they teach, it's as if God is the one that is deficient in his mercy or in his love for man. And some of them now go to the extent of asking you to issue decrees and orders so that your blessings might come to you. They ask you to snatch your blessings even from the hand of Jesus Christ. The gap between you and God, which the Bible makes clear to us, is as a result of our sins and iniquities. This gap is conveniently forgotten by the various churches now. Instead of us now clearing the issue of the separation between us and God, we now have very strange teachings where we claim our blessings. We say whatever we want to happen, and we think we can enforce them. We have situations now where occultism and evil has practically taken over the pulpits, and people can now come to the church and boast of their escapades in magic, which they now confidently call miracles. Somewhere in the book of Luke, when the Lord Jesus Christ was discussing with his disciples, at a stage he simply was thinking aloud in Luke chapter 18 verse 8, and he was basically asking himself whether he will meet Christianity when he returns. That you only need to open your Bible a little to discover that the Jesus Christ that the deeper life calls is surely not the Son of God. The Christ that the redeemed Christian Church of God refers to is not the Christ of the Bible. The Catholic Church does not talk about Christ as God. Neither does the deeper life. Neither does redeem. Neither does winners. Neither does Christ Oraculum's Church. Since their Christ, since their Jesus is not God, since their Jesus was only an anointed man, we all need to be sure. This Jesus, these people are talking about, is it the same Jesus the Bible described as being in the beginning with God and God in John chapter 1, verse 1 to 2? The Jesus that the deeper life refers to was a mere man. In fact, the deeper life believes that their general superintendent is as much today as Jesus Christ was when he was in the world. The Bible warns us that if you have the wrong Jesus, you are not saved. If you believe the wrong doctrine, you do not know Christ. Your sins are still on you. All you are having is self-deception. This gives you the idea of how important it is for you not only to come back to listen to this program this time next week, but even before that time, to go to our website. Again, www.thatruechristianfaith.com. I repeat, www.thatruechristianfaith.com. Go there with your Bible open and check what everyone in Nigeria is teaching. Check them with what God has caused to be written in the Bible, and you now answer a very important question: who are you going to believe, the Bible or the people who say that they are Christian leaders and teachers in Nigeria and beyond? Now, there's a very important problem in our hands today, because very many people go to churches and so-called Christian services thinking that they are Christians, while in actual fact they have never met the Lord Jesus Christ. Many people are in the church today that do not know. In fact, the majority of the people in the church, more than 90 something percent of the people in the church, have never met the Lord Jesus Christ once in their lives. They've never met the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, to such people, the sad comment that the Lord said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 22 and verse 23 becomes applicable. These are people who say they do signs and wonders, they speak in tongues, they do miracles, but they have never met the Lord Jesus Christ. They have brought in occultism. They've actually brought in Hinduism. They've borrowed ideas from Babalawos and occult people. And these ideas, they really believe that they can convert those ideas into Christianity. No, these are people who have never met the Lord Jesus Christ. This program is made, and that is why I advise, because it's so short, that to begin to get idea of what we'll be talking about before our next program, please go to our website. Let me repeat, www.thatruechristianfaith.com. Again, www.thatruechristianfaith.com. We believe God is sending messages to each person alive today to pick their Bible and begin to read their Bibles again in order to find out whether what they have in their hands is Christianity or something very different. In the book of Matthew, chapter 24, the disciples came to the Lord Jesus Christ. Disciples came to him and they asked him to tell them what will be the sign of the end of the world and of his coming back. From verse 4, the first statement from the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ, of God, is, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. In verse 11, he returned to the same theme. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. It wasn't done yet. In verse 23, 24, 25, he returned to the same theme. In verse 24, we have, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Once you pick your Bible, you begin to see that where we call Christianity in Nigeria is a perfect picture of the deception that the Lord Jesus Christ warned his people against in Matthew chapter 24. We now have false Christ and false prophets ruling the churches, ruling ideas and teachings that are totally against God and calling it Christianity. May God bless you as you pick your Bible, as you read it, as you call on the Lord Jesus Christ. You can get us on 070-5325-1410. 070-5325-1410.